Penguin Random House Audio presents The Little French Bistro by Nina George, translated by Simon Pear, read for you by Emma Baring. For Jens. Chapter 1. It was the first decision she had ever made on her own, the very first time she was able to determine the course of her life. Marianna decided to die. Here and now, down below in the waters of the Seine, late on this gray day, on her trip to Paris. There was not a star in the sky, and the Eiffel Tower was but a dim silhouette in the hazy smog. Paris emitted a roar, with a constant rumble of scooters and cars and the murmur of metro trains moving deep in the guts of the city. The water was cool, black, and silky. The Seine would carry her on a quiet bed of freedom to the sea. Tears ran down her cheeks, strings of salty tears. Marianna was smiling and weeping at the same time. Never before had she felt so light, so free, so happy. "It's up to me," she whispered. "This is up to me." She took off the shoes she had bought 15 years ago, the shoes she had needed to resole so many times. She had purchased them in secret and at full price. Lothar had told her off when he first found out, then gave her a dress to go with them. The dress was bought directly from a factory and was reduced due to a weaving fault.